White, Ella May. White, Mabel. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, January 26, 1905. Ella May and Mabel White. Dear children, Sarah and I have just returned from Mountain View. We desired to reach home last evening, but made a mistake in regard to the train connections and left Mountain View on a train that went 1 hour after the one we should have taken. We were obliged to wait 4 hours in San Jose and 1 hour at Niles, and when we reached Oakland, the train for St. Helena was gone, so we were obliged to spend the night in Oakland. Sister Hall, who accompanied us as far as Oakland, had telegraphed from San Jose to Brother Fred Byington, and he met us at the station and took us to his home. I had never met Brother Byington before, but our stay was made very pleasant. We had a nice visit with him and his wife. His first wife was Mary Thorpe's sister. They have 4 children, one of them a pretty little girl of 3 years. It was 7 o'clock when we reached Brother Byington's. We visited an hour or two, and at 9 o'clock went to bed. It took me quite a while to get to sleep, and the next morning I awoke at 3 o'clock. I then arose and wrote a letter to your father. The confusion of travel, the frequent changing from one train to another, and the long waiting at some places were very trying. The streets in Oakland were muddy, and we found changing from one streetcar to another very disagreeable. But such trials are of small moment. We should be very happy if we had no greater perplexities. But we are made sad as we see so many of our people asleep. They know not the time of their visitation. We had interesting meetings at Mountain View. It rained much of the time, but we heard no complaints because of this. There was a much larger attendance at this meeting than was expected, but I think all were made comfortable. Many of the citizens opened their houses for the accommodation of visitors, and the delegates were given meals free of charge at the Pacific Press restaurant. The food was excellent and well prepared, and all were much pleased with the dining arrangements. Sarah, Miss Peck, and I had 2 rooms in the house of a Judge Burns, an unbeliever, and were made very comfortable. Presidents of conferences and men in leading positions in our work on the Pacific coast were in attendance, and all felt that they had been greatly blessed by attending the meeting. I believe that this council will result in the clearing away of much misunderstanding that has existed between some of our brethren. Edson White came to St. Helena rather unexpectedly just before the meeting, and he and your father went to Mountain View on Tuesday. Sarah, Sister Hall, Sister Peck, Doors, and I went down the following Thursday. Edson is collecting donations from our people for the purpose of establishing an orphanage in Huntsville for colored children. The colored people of the South need the sympathy and help of everyone. I would invite those who have means that they are willing to invest in the cause of God to send to me donations for this needy field, and I will see that the means thus received is sent to the workers in the South. I have sent several 100 pounds of prunes to help them, but I have not been able to send them much money. My money has been exhausted in the preparation of new books, books that the people need, which I prepare in harmony with the will of God. In order to help in the establishment of sanitariums in Southern California, I have hired money from the bank at heavy interest. We now have a sanitarium in San Diego and one in Los Angeles, both nearly ready to begin their work of caring for the sick. These sanitariums are not mammoth institutions, but they are large enough to attract the attention of tourists and to represent the truth for this time which we are trying to give to the world. The colored people of the South must be helped. The Lord is greatly blessing the efforts that are being made to build up the work of the Huntsville School. This institution had been greatly neglected and was crippled because it had received so little support. But since Brother Rogers has taken charge of the school, conditions are much improved. There are 75 students in attendance, and 15 more desire to come, but there is not sufficient room at present for their accommodation. There are many places where it is impossible for white workers to labor for the colored people. Colored workers must be trained for this work. In the Huntsville school, colored students are being fitted to bear the message to their own race. Some are being educated for teachers. These will be able to establish many smaller schools for the colored people, and in this work, they will exert a holy influence, drawing others to the truth. A small building is being erected near the Huntsville school as a home for colored orphans. This enterprise should receive the sympathy and support of our people. A colored sanitarium should be established at Nashville. A very desirable property is offered to us a few miles out of the city, and we greatly desire that this property be secured for this work. On this property, there are buildings that can be utilized in our sanitarium work. Our brethren are trying to raise $5,000 for this enterprise. All these enterprises are positive necessities. Perhaps there are some in the Reno Church who would be glad to give something to help the workers who are endeavoring to help the colored people in this their time of great necessity. You may feel free to read this letter to them and to tell them that it is their privilege to cooperate with those whom God has led to take part in this good work. Let all do something to help in the creating of facilities for work among the colored people. I have done what I could, and I now feel free to ask my friends to do their part. God will call to account those who selfishly withhold help from those who are doing all they can to carry forward a difficult work. There is a power and efficiency in a "Thus saith the Lord." When we as Seventh-day Adventists manifest a genuine faith in the doctrines we hold, we shall be laborers together with God, and the work will go with power. We shall feel a deep interest in every place where His work is to be done. All heaven is interested in the work we are to do for the Master. Heavenly agencies will unite with us in presenting the words of Christ to the unconverted. Remember that we are to be laborers together with God. That word "together" has great significance. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9. "Without me," said Christ, "ye can do nothing." John 15, verse 5. All the converting efficiency is of Him. We are in danger of greatly overestimating our own capabilities. Our power for service is dependent upon our bringing the Word of God into our life practice. Do not seek merely to work upon the feelings of those for whom you labor. The Word presented in simplicity, with a settled, intelligent knowledge of its requirements, will be received by many, and the Spirit of God will bring conviction to their hearts. God calls upon every church member to be a laborer together with Him. The Holy Spirit will be your efficiency. That which you can make divinely real will shine forth and draw sinners to the light. As you reflect the glory of God, conviction will be deepened, and the truth will shine out before the people with power.